Welcome to the Keystone Kickoff Show, brought to you by the Keystone Sports Network. Get the best Penn State sports news and analysis at KeystoneSportsNetwork.com or download the Keystone Sports app from your smartphone.
Welcome in. It's the Keystone Kickoff Show, brought to you by the Keystone Sports Network, KeystoneSportsNetwork.com, and the Keystone Sports app. Dustin Hawkinsworth and Greg Pickle. We are here coming to you from the Labatt Blue Studio. Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light. Bleed blue and white. Drink blue and light. Recapping now Penn State's 28-17 loss at Ohio State on Saturday. Penn State put up a fight in this game. Didn't have enough. I think we all sort of knew that they wouldn't have enough, but they did make it a game late, and they deserve some credit for that. So we'll work our way down through what we saw, what emerged from that game, where things stand now. Penn State 9-2 going into the final week of the regular season. We'll hear from James Franklin, what he had to say about this game. Plenty of stuff to talk about when it comes to Ohio State and how the team reacted after the game, some of the ins and the outs, Sean Clifford's health. So we'll get to all that coming up. Greg, first and foremost, though, this is a team, Penn State, down 21-0, losing their starting quarterback. They found a way to fight back in it, and they made a couple plays on offense. But really, the defense, I felt like, you know, with the three takeaways, forced four fumbles. And I think that, you know, in this case, Penn State's defense deserves more credit than Ohio State deserves blames, because they just made plays on the ball. But what did you think about the fight, and how surprising was it, you know, given the way the game was going, for Penn State to claw their way back?
Yeah, it was really impressive to see them get back in that game. I think that a lot of teams would have probably just given up or just had Ohio State roll over them. After a start like that, Penn State, you know, has the big fumble at the goal line early to keep it in, you know, within seven. And then, you know, Lamont Wade played like a man possessed in a lot of ways during the second half and was able to really get after, you know, this Ohio State offense and showcase that ball security might be an issue for a group that doesn't have a lot of issues. So there were a couple other instances where they almost got the ball out as well. I thought that, you know, even though J.K. Dobbins got his, they did a pretty good job of corralling him for the most part. So it was a gutsy performance. You know, you can't spot the number two team in the country 21 points. That's just the way it goes. But for the most part, you know, defensively, I thought they were fine. It wasn't Blake Gillikin's best day, and that didn't help matters. It certainly wasn't the offense's best day. I'm still stuck on the whole quarterback dilemma, I guess you could say. And I'm not talking about for Rutgers, because who cares about what they do against Rutgers? Yeah. I mean, you know what I mean? If they play Sean Clifford, they play Will Levis, if they play you or I think they're still going to win by 40. So maybe not so, maybe 20 if you or I play. But that's another matter we'll get to later.
Well, we'll hear from James Franklin what they did to manage the game to, you know, to help Will Levis out. They would really have to manage the game to help us out.
Yeah, no doubt about it. But, you know, if there was an issue where Sean Clifford was going to be one-dimensional going into that game, you know, it kind of harkens back to last season where Trace McSorley continued to play even though everyone knew he was hurt. If Sean Clifford's hurt and he's not able to do all the things you want him to do, and we've heard James Franklin say for, what, 2 weeks now that they were trying to take some hits off of him and that he's not 100%, I think you had to go. You should have went to Clifford Will Levis earlier if that was really the case. And, you know, they said Clifford could have come back in. I don't think there was any way, even if he could have, that Penn State could have made that move, because, you know, Will Levis had a spark and it was doing something that the offense had not been able to do, and that was get into the end zone. But, yeah, it makes you stop and think what. You know, where was Sean Clifford at all week long, and was it in their best interest to start him? Obviously, they did, but, you know, when you're behind early like that, it can be tough to climb out of the hole. They climbed out probably about as well as they could have, but it wasn't enough in the end.
Yeah, I guess that's a real existential kind of question, a fundamental question about how you manage your quarterback, and if he's not 100%, and maybe it's a reality that the way that Penn State runs its offense and the way that they try to leverage their quarterback's mobility, come the 11th game of any season, there might not be a good chance that their quarterback is 100%. You know, you're asking for additional punishment, and this is kind of the thing that we've discussed before. I personally don't have a big issue with putting your starting quarterback out there when he's less than 100% to give him a chance to try to grind it out. However, Ohio State is not a grinded out kind of opponent. And I think you saw this early in the game. Not that you would expect any different, but the way that they're able to pressure the quarterback. And of course that starts with Chase Young, who was a monster for a lot of this game. James Franklin seemed to believe they had him under control for the first three quarters. I'm not sure about that one. I don't know if I agree with that, but what happens is it speeds up the clock, and Sean Clifford was getting the ball out really quick. Not really a prayer. Like, how many times did Penn State really push the ball down the field? And part of that was the actual too much. There was too little time. Part of that was the tone that's set by that Ohio State defensive line, that things have to happen quick for you. So I think in the end, it's a good experience for Sean Clifford to feel what that feels like to, you know, you're playing a real NFL caliber defense where windows close and the guys get on you in a hurry. So it was good, but I don't have any disagreement with putting him out there if he's less than 100%. I think that's at the quarterback spot, I'm okay with that. But limitations have a way of haunting you in a game like this.
Yeah, no doubt about it. So, and speaking of limitations, this offense has been limited all season by the fact that they can't get another guy to step up. Early in that game, Pat Freiermuth had pretty much every Sean Clifford passing target, and Ohio State said, okay, if that's how you want to do it, that's fine. But you're not going to sustain many, if any, drives with just one guy you can throw the ball to. KJ Hamler was taken out of the game fairly well, I thought, by Ohio State. So, you know, it put these other guys, the Justin Shorters and Daniel Georges and Dan Chisenas of the world, on the spot. And sometimes they were open and Sean Clifford didn't see them. But in other instances, they just didn't get open, which is something we've seen all season long. So, yeah. You know, I just think that in a game like that, you have to have a full complement of weapons on offense, and you got to be able to make some plays on defense when, you know, you pin them inside the 10 and then they march right down the field. You just can't have that happen. Even though the defensive effort was better in the second half, you know, they really dug themselves a hole they couldn't get out of in the first half.
It's the Keystone Kickoff Show. We're talking Penn State, Ohio State. Penn State loses on the road 28-17. They do put up a fight, fall to 9-2 with one game left in the regular season. That's Rutgers at home, Senior Day, 3:30 this Saturday. Between now and then, of course, Thanksgiving Day it's not my favorite holiday, and it might surprise you given how much of a hobby eating is for me, but between food and football, it's just hard to get any better than that. You throw on your sweats, you know, you welcome the family over, you tell them to go in a different room so you can be by yourself. It's the holiday. Now DraftKings and DraftKings Sportsbook app give you another reason to celebrate Thanksgiving. Thanksgiving football, you place a bet on the winner of any Thanksgiving Day game, and DraftKings will give you a free $5 bet. Plus, you place a $5 in-game flash bet, and DraftKings will give you another free $5 bet. So there's some free money to go around, the chance to take some risks, take some chances on these Thanksgiving Day games, and to do it courtesy of DraftKings. You download the top-rated DraftKings Sportsbook app right now. You use code KSN when you sign up. For a limited time, all users can get a deposit bonus up to $500. Don't forget, that's code KSN. For all new and existing users to get a deposit bonus up to $500 only at DraftKings Sportsbook. Must be 21 or older. Pennsylvania only. Restrictions apply. Deposit bonus requires 25 times playthrough. Gambling problem, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Some free money to go around from DraftKings on Thanksgiving. Check that out. For now, we're still discussing Penn State, Ohio State, and if we're going to get into fundamental things here, Greg, what did you make of Penn State punting in plus territory a couple times early in this game? I feel like I don't think that James Franklin is, you know, vindicated or validated in that thinking, but everybody that was observing this game felt like Penn State had to take some chances in order to win. And I still think, even though they made it close late in this game, I still think that that's a fundamental truth. And one of those things, I think, is being aggressive when you're in plus territory. And part of that, just to me, is how valuable is pinning an offense like this Ohio State offense deep? How valuable is that? You know, we saw early on, and this isn't about, as James Franklin would say, if it works, it was a smart decision. I think, you know, to see them just drive 90 yards with ease right off the bat, just kind of showed you that just go for it. If this Ohio State offense is humming, then I don't think there's much that's going to get in the way. That can be a 40-yard drive. That can be a 90-yard drive. They're going to make it look easy no matter what. Yeah. I just felt like you manage it with a little bit more aggression early in the game.
Yeah, so, I mean, fourth and seven, you're not moving the ball. I understand where James Franklin's coming from, but, you know, that was almost a decision where you brought a knife to a gunfight. I mean, yeah, it's fourth and seven, but the problem is you need touchdowns at that point. You can pin them deep all you want, but you know the offense you're facing is good enough to march 75 yards, 90 yards, whatever it is. That's exactly what they ended up doing. I guess the question is this. What do you feel more comfortable with, Penn State's defense getting a third and seven stop or Penn State's offense picking up third and seven? The answer could be neither. I don't know. But I would rather have the ball in my offense's hands and have a chance to pick it up or a chance for them to make a mistake and you get somebody open or you get a penalty than asking your defense to, shut down an offense. And, you know, the one time it worked, the one time it didn't. So, okay, you flip a coin, so be it. But, you would like to see James Franklin, I think, at times be a little bit more aggressive. Of course, then you can go back and say, well, he got a lot of crap about going for two at Minnesota, which, you know, again, I think we discussed was the right decision at that point in time. But
the same analytics chart exists for right. Fourth down, too.
Right. And so I understand where he was coming from. I mean, ultimately, whether they go for it there, whether they don't, whether they get it, whether they don't, you just had to be more consistent putting points on the board, and you can't wait until the second half to score again against the number two team in the country. So, yeah, would you like to see them go for that there? I think so, but, you know, ultimately, I don't think there's one coaching decision, one play, what have you, that changed this game. It was a combination of Ohio State making the right calls on some fourth downs and making some plays when they needed to, and Penn State didn't do that often enough.
No, I think that's true. I just think you have to, you know, consider the opponent in your game planning and say, this isn't Iowa. If I have to make Nate Stanley drive 97 yards or 93 yards to put six on the board, I will take that opportunity every day of the week. But if you're saying, you know, I'm going to put it in Justin Fields' hands and make him beat it, he's just going to. And right. I get it. I think trying to keep it a game and keep it close and depends on down and distance. I understand the nuance of that conversation. I just felt like if Penn State really wanted to have a shot to win this game, you need to make some kind of aggressive move early. I wouldn't have minded at all seeing a fake punt or something like that. You have to understand the circ and be you have to be able to look in the mirror and admit where you're at versus where this Ohio State program is at, and say to yourself, you know, we have to take a couple big swings in this game. And those I felt like were opportunities to take big swings. You know, I maybe James Franklin is right in the end because they were within one possession late, and maybe that had something to do with it. But I just didn't like it personally.
Yeah, I think aggression is always the way to go, but especially as an 18-point road underdog, you can't talk about it being a heavyweight title fight and then punch, you know, like a lightweight.
Well put. No better way to wrap up one segment and move on to another. We're not done talking Penn State, Ohio State. We'll take a quick break and come back with more Ohio State.
Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light want to remind you that fall is the best season. Why? Because of football. Leaves. Fantasy football. Flannel. Beards. Tailgating. Oh yeah, and more football. Welcome to the best season ever. Grab some Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light. Because it's time to get undomesticated. Beer. Labatt USA. Buffalo, New York. Always enjoy responsibly.
Take advantage of special Thanksgiving offers all day on Thursday at DraftKings Sportsbook. Download the top-rated DraftKings Sportsbook app and use code KSN. For a limited time, all new and existing users can get a deposit bonus up to $500. That's code KSN for all new and existing users to get a deposit bonus up to $500. Only at DraftKings Sportsbook. Must be 21 or older, Pennsylvania only. Restrictions apply. Deposit bonus requires 25 times playthrough. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Life gets complicated, and it only gets more complicated when things change, which is why AAA insurance agents take the time to talk with you so that they can help you choose the best auto and home coverage. Don't put off getting protected. Let AAA help cover what you care about. Insurance that's not just insurance. Talk to your local AAA insurance agent or visit AAA.com to learn more about AAA.